Welcome to Security Guy Radio, Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
Michael Covington.
And what's the name of your company?
Wandera.
W-A-N-D-E-R-A.com?
You got it.
And what do you guys do?
We offer security and management for mobile devices. So we actually have a pretty interesting service that sits on the device as well as in the path of the data.
Now, I'm glad to hear this because I've done, you're interview 51, and out of those companies, 49 have said, well, we don't worry about mobile because mobile is much more secure and it's really not an entry point for bad guys. I suspect you disagree with that analogy.
I absolutely disagree. And I think that's the biggest problem with mobility is that people just think they're secure.
Interesting. Now, why is that so?
You know, I think it's because mobile's different. People have tried to look at mobile the same way they look at the classic set of enterprise challenges with security.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Malware isn't the same problem as it is.
Can you not look at it that way because of the nature of the phone, of the way it's physical attributes, or why is it not looked that way?
There's a couple of different things that make mobile different. I think what's first is that if you think about the traditional enterprise, they care about websites.
Right.
We care not just about websites, but about apps and being able to build control structures around the websites that people are allowed to access and the apps that are making outbound connections. And the reason that this is different is that you have these single apps that are reaching out to many, many different sites and trying to pull lots of content back
in. Well, that's true. I mean, you give something a permission, and I get nervous about it, and I go, well, okay, but I'd rather not, right? And you can't do a menu and say, I will give these four permissions, but not these six permissions.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. And the other challenge we have with mobile is the technologies we bring to bear to help secure them. A lot of the technologies that have been brought in the past have impacted performance, have quickly drained the battery life, have made it so that the user doesn't want to use them.
No, and that's
so
true. Yeah.
If you don't have usable security, you don't have security at all.
Now, is your product an app or an API, which I've learned, application product interface?
Application programming interface.
Programming interface. Well, close. That's close enough. Or is it an app?
We are actually those two and one more.
Okay, what's that?
So we actually sit on the device. We have an app that scans functionality, or provides functionality on the device that is scanning apps, scanning content that is coming back down. We sit in the path of the data, which means that all the traffic from the mobile device is routed through our service.
Oh, okay.
And we can actually look at the requests and the responses that come back.
Wait, all the traffic of the mobile device?
You got it.
Oh,
all
that's
that web traffic. So
okay.
It allows us to see right at the request time, is somebody requesting access to a third-party app store that's hosting a piece of malware?
Right.
We can just stop it right there.
Now, you say the web traffic. I'm going to break this down for my listeners. You're not talking about Verizon's network feed or the text feed. You're talking about just a browser open up on the phone.
Great question. And you're absolutely right. We don't worry about the communications or the SMS messages.
Right.
We actually just look at the data connection.
Are those attack vectors to come in through a text and open up something and say, hey, I thought it was my girlfriend, but it's not. It's a problem.
You know, what's interesting about mobile is that the attacks that we've seen come through on text always go out the data channel. So they're usually giving you a URL that you're linking through and
oh, so eventually you get back to it anyway. Okay.
You got it.
So if it's into the text and then outward, are you catching it?
We are.
And how do you do that? Because I get where you're catching it coming in, but
Let me tell you a little bit, too, about some of the services that we offer.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think this will help make a little bit more sense. So we sit, as I said, on the device. We're able to scan the infrastructure that the device is attaching to. We've seen a lot of threats with the Wi-Fi hotspots.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fake Starbucks, for example, popping up out there where attackers are just looking at the data. People think they're attaching to a coffee shop, and they're not. We also look for network threats, being in the path of the data. We can look for bad websites, bad content coming back down to the device. We look for malware, but we also look for data leaks. We have found an unbelievable number of apps that are not securing the data that is coming back down to them.
And do they claim it is, or they just don't care?
And you'd be surprised at the data that's leaking out.
No, like what?
Brand names. So just last year, we found about 20 apps in the transportation sector, very large, massive airline services that were, with their mobile apps, mobile websites, not encrypting credit card information.
Okay.
Full credit card numbers.
Hold on, Security Guy Radio's brain is frozen like a cold drink. Why would they not do that?
You know what I think it is? Just a hunch.
Are they cheap or what?
Time to market. Mobile is so hot right now.
People keep telling us that.
People are trying to push out apps very quickly.
Yeah.
They're getting the apps out there without going through the proper security development lifecycle.
It's illogical to me. Because the possibility that they could be compromised could bring their whole business down.
You got it. And what's really interesting here is that if we're seeing credit cards leak with expiration dates and secret codes and all that unencrypted from large companies that have a financial obligation to protect this data.
Exactly.
Look at PCI.
Yeah, right.
what are the enterprises doing with their custom in-house apps?
Well, and what is Pikachu doing? Nothing.
Exactly.
Because it's not even important, right? Wow. And Pikachu could be exploited easier because everybody's walking around chasing that damn thing. And they may have no security. I'm not picking on that, but you know what I'm saying.
It's a good one to highlight this week because what the way that app was released, and this is Pokemon Go, it was released regionally. And regions that had it released at the latter end of the cycle, we saw users in those areas downloading from third-party stores unofficial versions of the app. And it was relatively quickly that malicious versions of that app were popping up.
Oh, interesting.
And so if people were going outside of the default app stores to download that content, not a good move.
So it's an interesting that time to market is a big deal for legitimate apps, but time to market is doable for a malicious guy.
It is. It's very important for them as well.
And they're actually doing the same process, which is interesting. So if you want to put out something that's bad, it's going to be just as fast for it to be criminalized. So you might as well spend a couple more minutes putting in security. I don't get that part. I never have. But
it's a really good point, though, because it actually starts to address the solutions that are in place today to protect mobile. A lot of people think that they've invested in an enterprise mobility management tool that allows them to say which apps are allowed on the device and which ones aren't.
Right.
The problem with that is that you have no real-time control about apps that are maybe actively downloaded to be able to scan them at that time they're being used to see if there's any vulnerabilities at that
time.
So
I'm going to use the product Lookout or something. Isn't it called Lookout? It's got that green symbol, and it's on every phone, and it's an option, blah, blah, blah. Distinguish what they do from what you guys do.
So they are one-third of what we do.
Okay, that's pretty powerful.
So they sit on the device.
Yep.
We also sit on the device. We have a component that scans all of that traffic that comes in and out of the device through our cloud proxy. We also have an integration with a variety of these mobile device management companies where we're integrating with their enterprise mobility management suite. And we're actually getting information from them that helps inform our security decision making. And we're also pushing information back to them that allows them to have smarter service on their side as well. So those three different touch points are giving us a really powerful solution to look at threats from multiple vectors. And we actually don't just do traditional security. We help manage risk. And risk for us is across not just mobile threats, but with compliance. So people who are accessing sites that maybe the business doesn't want them to access.
Yeah, because bring your own device is a big problem.
Cloud storage is really interesting.
Yeah.
If your company has adopted Google Drive, for example, and I want to happen to save all of my files on Microsoft OneDrive, my company might have a problem with that, but without a service like ours, you don't have that visibility.
Interesting.
We also see, believe it or not, a lot of financial risk with roaming overages, with people who are just going over their data plan.
Right.
Having this always on, always being charged data connection on mobile, it opens the company up to a lot of risk. And so we're actually able to manage all of those three vectors.
Well, I got to put that on
service.
My phone, because anytime I travel, my Verizon bill goes up $100. Listen to me, Verizon. They know I'm in the store every week after I travel, and I go, what's all this data? Well, you must have been... Nope, I didn't turn anything on.
You need a service like ours that compresses that data for you?
Yeah, so can I go to the App Store and get this?
No, we actually only sell to enterprises
Enterprise
today.
Enterprise only. Now,
who knows what the future will hold?
Well, it's interesting. I think your show 51, like I said, you know, 49 of the shows have told me, no, we're enterprise. But the average business in the United States is, what, 25 employees, and that makes up 90% of the people employed in the country. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, big corporations employ most people. They don't, right? So why aren't we going down to the middle? I get the financial part. In other words, I'm not going to be able to pay you $100,000 a year to make this thing work. Some company, right, as a client. And you need the money to grow. I get that part. But I think our vulnerabilities are with, my stepmom, who loves to use her mobile phone, doesn't know anything about it, right? Does the industry only not go there because of the financial reason or what? Most users are there in that middle space or lower.
It's a good question, and I think it actually brings us full circle back to where we started, which is the industry and consumers believe mobile devices are secure.
No,
most people haven't embraced the need for a security solution like this on their devices. Large enterprises who have global knowledge workers, they have.
Yeah.
They've seen the overages. They've seen the threats.
Makes sense. And, I mean, it's driven by
cause
and effect.
We're seeing the investment there. What's interesting about a service like ours is that you actually get an immediate ROI for the security investment because you get the cost savings back on the data management side.
Just and alone on whether your phone is on roaming or not roaming, I mean, that's millions of dollars for a big company.
Absolutely. And so there's definitely going to be a trickle-down effect there where I think you'll see smaller companies embracing. You need a mobility guy. You need a security guy.
Right.
And you need somebody who can help manage these things.
How long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business for about 4 years now.
And how's growth? Good?
Growth is fantastic. We have well over 500 enterprise customers, and we're doing very well.
That's fabulous. Well, you're welcome to come on the show and do an hour with us and get more into depth on all this kind of stuff.
I'd love to.
Give us the website again.
Wandera.com, W-A-N-D-E-R-A.
Great. Thanks for coming
on
the show.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Take care.
Very interesting.